Welcome to Cultivate Connection, a weekly Bible-based meditation podcast, giving you the skills to carve out space, experience peace, and grow your relationship with God. I want to welcome you into this space and thank you for coming. And my hope and prayer for you today is you find a place of connection with the Lord. If you'd like to learn more about Cultivate Connection, you can go to cultivateconnection.ca. There you can subscribe to receive this podcast directly into your email once a week. Also there, you can join us on Facebook, Instagram, and get involved with the community. So we've been making our way through a series of meditating on words that God has given you for 2019. So this started back on January 10th. We did a podcast about, did God give you a word for 2019? And if not, maybe you take some time to sit with him. And you can listen to that podcast from January 10th, episode 190, to find the word that God has for you, maybe for this year or this season in your life. And on Facebook and Instagram, we reached out to you out there, and we wanted to hear the words that God gave you for this season or for this year of 2019. And we've been going through different words these last several weeks of the words that God has given you. So we've looked at hope and faithful, delight, chosen, fearless, joy, peace. And this week, we're going to be looking at the word rise. One of you submitted that word as your word that God gave you for 2019. So we have a few more weeks left where we're going to be focusing on these single words. And so today, I encourage you to settle in wherever you need to be. And hopefully you can find some space where you're undistracted for these next 30 minutes. And just give yourself to come as you are and settle in. And as we begin today, as always, we want to simply focus on our breath. The breath can become familiar. It's there all the time, but there are much of our day where we take no notice. And we probably even take the breath for granted. And yet without the breath, this breath of life that comes in and out of us, without this simple source of life, we cease to exist. And so as you focus on the sensation of the breath here, noticing the inhale and the exhale, maybe you simply take a moment to allow gratitude to rise for the simplicity of this lifeline you have, the breath. Notice just the beauty, if you can see any, on the inhale, as the body expands to draw in life. Finding that pause, stillness, and then releasing on the exhale. Just being present with the breath, allowing yourself to be a witness or observer of your own breath. Notice how it feels. Notice any sensations where the breath is drawing into today. Notice if there's any spaces of pressure or tension. Not to judge or condemn, but simply to observe and become aware. We want to become aware of what is currently going on in our being, in our life, so that we can connect with it. And in that place, we can connect with God. So just taking some time to settle in with the breath. Maybe if it helps, you inhale to a count of four, pausing and exhaling to a count of four. Maybe it helps to find a rhythm with the breath. Just allowing yourself to find that engagement. Inhale and exhale. And as you continue to connect to the breath, we'll open us in prayer for today. God, I thank you. I thank you so much for the blessing and the privilege to be able to enter into your presence. To be able to make room and space for others to also enter into your presence and find connection with you. Holy Spirit, these words, these meditations are nothing except for maybe some positive encouragement without your presence. Without the word of truth that you illuminate by the power of your Spirit, sowing it deep into our hearts, renewing our minds, and transforming our lives through the power of your Spirit. And God, that's what I'm asking for today. That none of us would rely on our human self, works, or effort. But today, God, we would make room and space for you to have your way by the power of your Spirit, the only one that can transform us into the image of your Son, Jesus. Lord, will you come in this space? Will you speak to our hearts? Will you move where things need to be moved? Will you soften our hearts where they need softening? Will you change our minds where they need to be changed? Will you awaken us to those things we need to be awakened to so that we may know you more? God, will you take us into the uncomfortable spaces if that's where we need to go today to meet with you, knowing that even in those hard places, you're there. You're as much a God of the hard places as you are a God of the rejoicing places. And so wherever each person is at today, Lord, I thank you that they can come and meet with you exactly as they are. We ask for your grace and for the illumination of your word, your truth within us, to lead and guide us closer to you in deeper relationship and greater understanding of your ways, Lord. So drawing the attention back to the breath here. Remembering any time that distraction may come as you do this meditation, you can always come back to the breath. Come back to connection to the breath. And find that connection with the Spirit. So our word this week is rise. And before we move into scripture or move forward in that, just notice what sort of thoughts come up for you around this word. What do you think about when you hear the word rise? Maybe you take a moment and you whisper that word on your own lips. You hear it with your own ears. To your own voice. Do you notice any feelings or emotions that come up as you meditate on the word rise? How do you find yourself associating with this word? What sort of context do you put it in? If you could describe an emotion attached to this word for you, what might that emotion be? Or if there's an area in your body that seems appropriate to connect this word to, which part of your body would connect with rise
today.
And is there any part of you that feels like needs to disconnect or wants to pull away from this word, rise? Simply notice, simply observe. We're going to look at a few scriptures around this word rise. The first one is from Matthew 28:6. So to set it up in context, I'll read verse 5, where the women have come to the tomb to look for Jesus. And then we'll take our meditation on verse 6. So noticing what stands out to you this first time through. The women were breathless and terrified until the angel said to them, "There's no reason to be afraid. I know you're here looking for Jesus who was crucified. He isn't here. He has risen victoriously, just as he said. Come inside the tomb and see where our Lord was lying." As I read it a second time, go ahead and reflect on what it is God's drawing you into. He isn't here. He has risen victoriously, just as he said. Come inside the tomb and see the place where our Lord was lying. As I read it a third time, I want you to imagine you were one of the women coming into this space. Put yourself from this perspective as we read it through. And I'll read both verses once again. The women were breathless and terrified until the angel said to them, "There's no reason to be afraid. I know you're here looking for Jesus who was crucified. He isn't here. He is risen victoriously, just as he said. Come inside the tomb and see the place where our Lord was lying."
The second scripture we're going to look at in the area of rise is from Isaiah 60, verse 1. And so just notice as you hear these words, maybe pay attention to your body. Do you have any sensation that comes with anything you hear? Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. What part of this scripture do you find yourself wanting to lean into just a little bit more? Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. What do you notice stirring within you? Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. What area in your life is the Holy Spirit inviting you to rise? To rise strong in who He's created you to be. What narrative are you listening to? Is it the voice of God telling you it's time to rise into who you are? A voice that believes in you, who builds you up? Or are you listening to a narrative that is beating you down? That tells you you can't rise? Again, what comes up for you at this idea of rising? Rising above. Rising strong. Maybe it's trying again. Rising in the face of failure. Rising against the fear. What is it that holds you back from rising? What is it that steals your voice if you were to stand tall and say, I will rise? Notice what comes after you, what wants to pull you back down. Whose voice are you listening to? To rise isn't easy. This podcast I've been recording today has been probably one of the most difficult to record, just from distractions to noises to many different things coming up, and not allowing this to be a smooth, easy podcast. And I think it's just the truth, the reality, that rising isn't easy. Rising isn't comfortable. And sometimes when we try to rise, there'll be resistance, and others will even try to pull us down. But there's something you're called to. There's some expression inside of you that longs to get out, that God Himself placed within you. And in order for us to tap into that, we must learn to rise. And we rise in the midst of the hard things. And so one more scripture before I pray over you today. And I really want you just to embrace and go with the Spirit into where He's calling you to rise, even if it's hard. From Ephesians 5:14. Arise, you sleeper. Rise up from the dead, and the Anointed One will shine His light into you. In what area in your life are you sleeping? Arise, you sleeper. Rise from the dead, and the Anointed One will shine His light into you. And as I read it one more time, what will be your response? When you hear these words, when you engage with them, is there a call to action? Is there something being asked of you? Arise, you sleeper. Rise from the dead, and the Anointed One will shine His light into you. Can you draw your attention to the breath? Scan the body. Notice what's going on. What if these words began to stir in you? Where is the Lord calling you to rise? maybe it's the most unlikely of places. And there's a good chance it may scare you. But can you breathe in and find that connection with his spirit? Because the truth is, no one can rise for you. People can encourage and try to help, but the reality is you need to make a choice to rise in your own life. To rise into what God is calling you to, who he says you are. And what is that hurdle holding you back? What is that thing saying you can't do it? And whose narrative are you going to listen to? I bless you this week. I bless you to find courage, to find that connection with the Lord that will cause you to rise, to step out in the beauty of who you are, to answer the call on your life, or whatever it is he's calling you into this season. I bless you with the grace to respond and say yes. To continually say yes again and again, even if people are trying to pull you down, even if there's hindrances in the way, that the Spirit of God would rise in you and awaken this area he's called you to, this purpose that is for you. We need you to rise. The world needs you to rise, and I bless you to know that to the deepest part of your being. And I bless you to hear the voice of God in your life to step forward and to choose to stop listening to the voices that pull you down and tell you you can't do it and tell you it's easier just to stay hidden and not rise in who you are. Can you choose to rise today and declare over yourself? Speak your own voice and say, I will rise. I choose to rise today. And in Jesus Christ, I have everything I need to rise strong in him today. I bless you. I bless you this week to find that sweet space of connection that causes you to rise strong. We need you. The world needs you. Amen.